Saskatoon. Carolyn Barker, a self-proclaimed dinosaur trainer, has reveled in the joy of sharing information and engaging with curious young minds during her tenure with Jurassic Quest. For more than a year, Barker has eagerly fielded questions from inquisitive children eager to learn about the prehistoric creatures that once roamed the Earth millions of years ago. I work with baby dinosaurs, like Tyson, the baby T-Rex. We conduct live shows where children can train a raptor and engage in conversations about dinosaurs with anyone keen to delve deeper into these fascinating creatures, Barker told Saskatoday just before the traveling museum concluded its three-day stint on Sunday, May 28. Sharing the knowledge I have acquired is what I love. As a teacher, I relish answering questions during the school year. By encouraging kids to ask questions, we help them reflect on what they observe in our exhibit. Through play and in an environment like the Jurassic Quest exhibit, children can truly enhance their learning experience. From May 26 to 28, Jurassic Quest captivated thousands of families and their children during its stop in Saskatoon. Attendees marveled at the life-size animatronics of various prehistoric creatures on display, including the Tyrannosaurus rex, Spinosaurus, and Apatosaurus. Guests were also allowed to interact with the exhibits by training a dinosaur and engaging in fossil excavations. Jurassic Quest's Canada tour will continue this weekend, from June 2 to 4, at the RBC Convention Centre in Winnipeg, Man. Subsequently, the exhibition will return to Saskatchewan from June 9 to 11, the following week, at the Avanna Centre in Regina. The show will also embark on a tour across the United States starting in the summer, culminating with a grand finale from December 8 to 10 in Houston, Texas. Reflecting on her incredible year, Barker expressed her delight at finally being able to visit Canada after traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast of the United States. While she does not know the number of visitors the exhibition attracts each year, she has consistently witnessed a captivating response from people of all ages. We arrived in Canada just a month ago, and it has been an exhilarating experience with the abundance of dinosaur fossils in Alberta that I have had the chance to learn about. We made stops in two locations, including Calgary. We left just before the wildfires and my heart goes out to the people there coping with the smoke, she said. Barker's fascination with the prehistoric world was sparked by her father, a geologist, who engaged her in enthralling discussions about the layers of the earth, the hidden history beneath its surface, and the remarkable discoveries unearthed, such as rocks and fossils. What lies buried in the earth tells us stories of the past, stories of a world that existed before our time. Working with Jurassic Quest, I was astonished to learn about fossils found at the bottom of the ocean. I never imagined that the ocean would be a treasure trove for fossils, as we typically associate them with desert regions, Barker explained. Many of these fossils formed at the ocean floor and were exposed when the water dried up. Additionally, I was unaware of the numerous marine reptiles that coexisted with the dinosaurs. It's quite possible that Saskatchewan was underwater during the dinosaur era, as there was an ocean in the middle of the North American continent. As Jurassic Quest continues to captivate audiences with its awe-inspiring exhibits and educational experiences, Barker's passion for sharing the wonders of the prehistoric world remains unyielding.